Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The worst COVID hotspots in the USA now found in blue states. More Americans going into debt this holiday season. The trial of Jussie Smollett begins in Chicago. Frequent flyers rank the worst airports in the country. Also, Biden versus Trump on COVID. But first, a handful of Democrat-leaning states now the worst places in the USA for COVID. The nation's highest transmission rates can be found in Michigan, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Vermont, Minnesota. All five states voted for Joe Biden. Best spots to avoid the contagion include Louisiana, Texas, Alabama, Florida, all places that went to Donald Trump in the election. A report from CNBC says a majority of shoppers will go into debt this Christmas. 56% plan on using credit cards to buy gifts they otherwise could not afford. 66% say they'll pay off the purchases within the next 12 months. Sales on Cyber Monday smashing records. Folks spent more than $11 billion in less than 24 hours. The average American shells out about $1,000 between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day on gifts. Actor Jussie Smollett facing six charges of disorderly conduct in Chicago. The entertainer could spend 3 years in prison for concocting a hate crime hoax. In January 2019, Smollett told police he was assaulted by two men wearing Make America Great Again hats. The duo allegedly screamed homophobic slurs, doused him in bleach, looped a noose around his neck, and told him he was in MAGA country. At the time, then-Senator Kamala Harris called the attack, quote, an attempted modern-day lynching. Of course, the whole thing never happened, according to Chicago police. A new survey from Fox News ranking the worst airports in the country, the hubs rated by flight delays, cleanliness, shopping, that kind of stuff. The five worst, Dallas-Fort Worth, Boston's Logan, San Francisco International, LaGuardia in New York, Newark Airport ranked dead last. 30% of all flights out of Newark, New Jersey are delayed every day. In a moment, two presidents and COVID. Right back.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, politics and COVID. During the 2020 campaign, Joe Biden said, quote, anyone who is responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America, referring, of course, to Donald Trump. Mr. Biden again, quote, if the president had done his job from the beginning, all the people would still be alive, unquote. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the vaccine place. COVID deaths this year, 2021, have now surpassed the toll for 2020. With 350,000 deaths from COVID since Inauguration Day. So Mr. Biden has done far worse than Mr. Trump in the COVID arena. That is the fact. Did you know that? Did you hear it reported on the national network news? Lester, Nora, David Muir? Chances are you did not hear that. Because of the Trump administration's preparation, the USA led most of the world in vaccinations last spring when Joe Biden was in office. But after that, vaxes slowed, and then the COVID death count rose. Now, COVID should not be a political thing, but it is. The best example is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the government spokesman on COVID. Most, perhaps all, conservatives and independents who lean to the right despise Fauci. They hate him. So why is he there? That's about 50% of the country. Generally speaking, the left likes the doctor because the left wants strict rules and mandates about COVID. The right generally supports the vaccine, but otherwise wants to be left alone. So what we have now is just chaos. We've got a spokesperson for the government that half the country rejects. They don't even listen to him. So why can't President Biden find a non-political, non-tainted doctor, an expert in infectious disease, to be the spokesperson for COVID? Why can't that happen? And then President Biden says nothing about the death toll this year being higher than last year. He doesn't address it at all. And of course, the pliant press, the White House press corps, doesn't ask. Why is the death toll up this year? Simple question. Bottom line, President Biden continues to demonstrate he does not know what he's doing. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 20 years ago today, police in Washington State detained a man suspected of killing dozens of people over a two-decade span. The arrest would stop the worst serial killer in the USA's history. The case of the Green River Killer was exposed. Here's how the madman was finally caught. Story begins in 1982, when hikers found the body of missing 23-year-old Deborah Lynn Bonner. Her remains were located in the Green River just outside Seattle. Every few months, more victims would be discovered in that area. Law enforcement originally suspected a local painter named Gary Ridgway of targeting hitchhikers at interstate truck stops. He was taken into custody, but released after passing a lie detector test. The mistake allowed Ridgway to continue killing until 2001. On November 30th, he was working at a local factory when police arrived to arrest him. New DNA and other forensic evidence finally got Ridgway to confess and plead guilty in exchange for a life sentence rather than the death penalty. In total, Ridgway was convicted of 48 murders, but told investigators he killed at least double that amount. His oldest victim, 38. His youngest, 13. Most were in their teens or early 20s. And here's something else you might not know. Police were able to capture Gary Ridgway with the help of another serial killer. Members of the Green River Task Force interviewed Ted Bundy before his execution. Bundy told investigators the killer would likely visit the remains of his victims, usually on the anniversary of the murders. He was correct. Police obtained new DNA evidence after the suspect, Ridgway, dug up a body from the banks of the Green River. Ridgway, now 72, serving life at the Washington State Penitentiary. No possibility, of course, of parole. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.